I'd like to... Hi, Jane.
Hi, Bridget. How are you?
Very well. I wanted to get a chance to talk to you because I've heard of all the great projects you've been working on and all of the money that you've been making. How did you get started in the beginning?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for having me on this call. I think it's great that you are interviewing women in the marketing business. There aren't enough of us, and I'm very pleased to be on this call with you all. First of all, for those people who don't know me, I'm Jane Mark, from JPE Advertising, and I've been working on the net now for about 6 years full-time. But before I even got on the net, I was in many businesses of my own. So I didn't sort of come full-blown, you know, out of nowhere onto the net. I first started by running, believe it or not, exercise classes for women.
Really? You know, that's what you used to do?
I did. When I first started out, it was called Women Shape Up.
Wow.
That was the name of the organization. And I used to teach at universities and give classes at NYU and the New School in New York. And I had my own studio, so that was great fun. Not very lucrative. It's very hard to make money as a teacher, but it was great fun. And it gave me a sense of how you start a business, because clearly I had to have enough income to cover my expenses. Mm-hmm. I had to budget and make income and expense statements, so it was a really great starting point. And I was, you know, pretty young then and in my 20s, and it was great fun to do.
That was eventually, just yesterday, right?
That was a long time ago, yes.
10 years ago.
Yeah, right, many, many years ago. And then I got into the real estate business, which in New York, of course, was a big deal. This was in the 70s and the 80s, and things were flying. And I used to put together limited partnerships and purchase real estate and then manage them and then, of course, sell them, hopefully, for a profit, mm-hmm. which at that time you still were able to do in New York. Still can. But anyway, that really got me into another part of business, which was forming relationships, having to sell things to somebody, because obviously if you put together any kind of a partnership, you've got to convince partners to let go of their money.
And yeah, that's so important.
Yeah, so I did have a business background, and the, right before, about 10 years before I got on the internet, I ran a sort of gourmet catering cart in New York in Central Park. It's the only one like it. And it was called Jane's, of course.
Oh, great.
And sort of everybody knew where the Jane's cart was, because in New York we have these hot dog carts. You know, you can buy a hot dog anywhere in New York. But if you wanted something healthy like grilled chicken or fat-free muffins or, you know, wonderful chicken salad sandwiches, you had to go to the Jane's cart because I was the only game in town.
Oh, really? Oh, perfect.
Yeah, I mean, it was really fun. And it taught me an interesting lesson, that particular part of it, which is if you want to do something that makes money, you really, it can be a very old thing. Like, vending carts have been in New York forever. Mm-hmm. But we did it in a completely new way. We had a beautiful looking cart, different food. And so people were really drawn to it. And that's a very important lesson. I don't care if you're working off the net or on the net. You want to be able to make a splash somehow because you have lots of competition in almost everything you do. So that's how I got started. But then I looked at this vending cart business, which is great fun, but it's tough as hell. You know, it starts early in the morning. There's a lot of cleanup. There's a lot of organization.
The weather.
The weather. You're dependent on the weather. That's right. And I said, you know, I'm not going to be able to really do this forever because at some point it's really going to be too rough. And even though I had a lot of help, still, you're the main person, and they count on you. And as the years went on, I kept showing up at the cart less and less. So I felt, ooh, I got to find something else to do. So I don't know what got me on the net, Bridget. I mean,
nope.
I have no clue. I didn't know how to turn on a computer. I had always had people working for me in the real estate business, these young kids, you know, when DOS was, you know, there was no Microsoft or Windows or anything. And I never knew what the heck they were doing. They were keeping the books. They were writing the letters. But I was like, you know, really out of it because I grew up when we didn't have computers.
Yeah.
So fortunately, I had a son who was very into computers. And he sort of, you know, said, okay, Mom, here's where you turn the button on, and this is what you do next. And so I really decided, okay, I'm going to give this a try. And
that was brave of you.
In any business I've ever went into, I think this is a clue for all the women out there. Just don't be afraid to take a risk. I never knew what the heck I was doing. In fact, when I went into the real estate business, I went in with two cousins. And one of my cousins had done some real estate, and he knew I didn't know a thing about it at all. So I said, David, I don't know anything about this. He just said to me, you're the smartest woman I know. You'll learn. And you know what? That's exactly what you do. If you have a head on your shoulders, you want to do it, you first have to want to do it. But if you want to do it and you're determined, you will do it. And that's how I felt about the Internet. I had a feeling that since I had a sales background and I love to write, that there was something on the Internet that I could connect with. And so I turned on the thing after my son showed me how to do it, and I started to look around. And I kind of was reading about marketing and what people were selling and what they were doing, and it just hit me that whatever they were selling, kept talking about one thing, and that was you need to have a list to sell so you can talk to somebody. And I realized that I didn't have a person to talk to on the net. Nobody. I didn't know a soul. So I did spend enough time, and I would say that was about three to 6 months, really just looking around at what was going on. And I eventually knew I had to get a list, and so I didn't know anything about running a list, how you did it. And again, I just sort of plowed in. Somebody advertised, you know, you can get a list set up in a week. And I bought it. And it turned out that it was that the person who actually set these lists up was this crazy Australian guy named Phil Baston.
Oh, really?
For those people who don't know me, that's my partner. But at the time, I had no idea who this character was. But I knew I had to, I knew I didn't know anything about working with this list or how you ran the admin panel or anything. So I knew I had to get to know him because I needed his support. And so I bugged the heck out of him, Bridget. I would get on MSN and he'd be in Australia. I wouldn't even know what time it was because we were on totally different time things. And I'd say, how do you do this? How do you do that? How do you do this? I was driving him nuts.
Yes, I'm sure.
I was. You know, it was literally a crazy thing to do. But as I started to learn, I then started to sell these sites to other people because you could sell these sites. So that was one of the things you could do. And in order to sell the sites, I had to sort of really know what I was doing. And after about 2 or 3 months of bugging Phil, I really did know what I was doing. But I thought that he didn't. And when I say that, I don't mean he didn't know what to do to set up a site, make this absolutely fabulous. He was really the inventor. So he was wonderful at making sites and knowing HTML and putting scripts together and everything it takes to really be successful on the net, except for one thing, all the technical stuff and all the copywriting. He was brilliant at copywriting. But what he didn't have was the business skills. So people were writing him for support, and he was ignoring them. Which you really can't do.
No.
You know, because you can't, and he wasn't ignoring them because he wanted to. He was just only one person, and he really couldn't work on both the sales sites and the technical aspects and also run the business aspects. So I realized that, and this is one of the things people listening to this call who may be just starting out should know. You should keep your eyes open for somebody who complements your talents. If you're good at writing but you don't know technical stuff at all, keep your eyes and ears open for somebody around who may be able to supplement the areas you're weak in. And Phil really, he didn't know it at the time that he was weak in business, but I sort of let him know it. And I kept saying, Phil, you need help. You really need help. These people, you can't ignore these people. They're asking you to do this, that, and the other, and I can do this for you. because that was my strong suit. I'm very organized. I'm very business-oriented. I always answer my support mail. So he said no, 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 no a million times. And finally, I guess it got so overwhelming, he said, okay, give me a hand. So
that's
how we started.
Have you added anybody else onto your team?
We have a support person in the office who answers the phone and does some minor support work for us in terms of a real team that's with JP Advertising. We rely mostly on our programmers because that's where we really need the help. So we have about 7 programmers in India, and we have a programming staff in Moldova. And those are really the heart and soul of our business in terms of when Moldova's asleep, India's up.
So you're going 24 hours a day.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, and in fact, that's really true because I'm a very early morning person. I get up at 3:30, latest 4,
so
that I can really get work done when nobody's calling and it's quiet. And Phil is up late, you know, sometimes till 11, 12 at night. So there's only a period of about 3 or 4 hours when one of us isn't around.
And what type of things do you do in the typical day? Like, what would an internet marketer have to get used to doing every day?
Well, I think the most important thing, the way I structure my day is really, first, I take a brief look at my emails because you don't want to get bogged down in support when you know that you have to take care of the most important thing. The most important thing that an internet marketer has to do is to get word out about their product. Now, not everybody does that at the same time of day, but it is the first thing I do in the morning. If I'm selling a new site or advertising a new product, I'll sit and write a promo for it early in the morning, and then I'll decide what lists are going to get that, because we have now hundreds of different lists. I'll decide which list or lists should get the promo that I'm working on. And I may have solo ads. Somebody may have ordered a solo ad for me to run to the list. So the first thing I do in the morning, I check the orders that came in. Very important, folks, to check your income. You always want to see what came in. So I always check the orders because sometimes they need confirmations. That's the first thing. And then I spend about, I would say about 2 hours every day getting mailings out to various lists. And they may not all be the same mailings. They may be, some mailings may be informational mailings, some may be for products. But using lists is really where I spend a bulk of the first part of my day. And then when Phil comes in, which is usually about 8, 9.
About 8 in the morning? Wow,
right.
And you've already done a whole day's work by then.
That's right. I'm ready for lunch. By that time, he's saying, what's for breakfast? I say, what's for lunch? Works great. But usually we'll have a brief meeting then about, you know, what absolutely has to get done that day. And we're always working on one of our new sites. I mean, we have, like, right now we have 2 on the drawing board and a third sort of just kind of in the idea stage. But we have 2 that are actually being programmed for us. So we'll kind of have a brief meeting on where we are, what has to get done in order for the programmers to move forward, and then what he has to do because he has to do the copywriting and setting up the sites and stuff.
Oh, I see.
And so that's what we do right after I sort of get all these promos out. Then I have to do sometimes a bunch of very boring work. And everybody has to realize, to me, writing promos are great fun. That's what I love to do. Mm-hmm. Or writing a newsletter. Or on Sundays, I have what's called Jane's Sunday Sermon, and it usually contains informational stuff. And I love doing that.
Reading that. It's
Thank you. Thank you. But not everything is, you know, absolutely wonderful. Some of it is very boring and routine. I've got to keep books like everybody else, make entries and online, pay bills, and keep the business end of the stuff going. Now, I don't do the accounting, but I do the preliminary bookworking. Mm-hmm. Is it boring? Oh, you bet it's boring. But if you don't know what money is coming in and where your expenses are going, you can't really be in business. You must know where your money is coming from, what's working for you, what's not working for you. So in addition, the reason I would be even very reluctant to let that part of my business go is it gives me a lot of information. And it does tell me what sites are working. We may have a site that we think is just terrific and that all it needs to, say, increase its income a little is something that Phil could do, which would be to change the actual copy on the site or change the way people sign up. I'll give you an example. You know how terrible email is now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, very difficult to get through to most email addresses.
Mm-hmm.
So now most people have caught on that you must work with the Gmail address on the net because they're not blocking most ISPs.
Yes.
So we took that simple information, which we've been noticing for about a year, and we've been seeing that less and less of our emails are going through to our members.
And that's so, because you were monitoring your stats, right? Which is something
that's
that many
exactly
people don't
right
do because
and
it's
if
one
I
of the most boring things.
It is boring, but if you don't do it, you don't notice that all of a sudden one of your sites is, instead of converting at, say, 9%, it's now down to 6%. Well, that doesn't just happen by accident. Something's usually wrong, or else if it's not wrong, it needs to be tweaked. And we did a very simple thing. We went to our sign-up forms on all of our major sites, and we put big notices. Warning, you will not get your validation email unless you get a Gmail address. Get a Gmail address here. And we did it before they sign up. We do it after they sign up. If you don't get your validation email, you will have to sign up again using a Gmail address. And so what we're developing now is a list of almost all Gmail addresses on most of our lists.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are paying attention, and they are not getting on our lists unless they validate their email addresses. So without the kind of looking at your numbers, the numbers really do tell you a lot of things. And so I'm very intimately involved in that. Phil, if you asked him where the checkbook was, I swear to God he would know. So you have to use your own skills and use your own strengths in any business. And this is my strength, is analyzing numbers, knowing where the money is, and that kind of stuff.
Well, that's fantastic.
Fun, but it's not all glamorous, is what I'm trying to say. And then usually in between this, all of these things I'm doing, I answer support letters. Now, that is something that we kind of split between the support person that we have, between me and between Phil, because there are certain kinds that are very routine to answer, and anybody can answer them. Then
what are support letters? That's when people write you an email?
Right. Somebody asks for help.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's technical help, I really can't answer that, so I save those for Phil. If it's sort of standard help, like people would like to know, you know, where's I'm advertising XYZ site, what do you think, what would you recommend would be the best way to advertise it? That stuff I answer. Then there's other kinds of things that we give to our support crew, which is, you know, things like, you know, I lost my login, what is it? Or could you, I'm supposed to get 20,000 credits added to my account, can you do that? So you do have different levels of needs that your clients have, and some can be answered really by almost canned letters, but some can't. Some really need the boss involved. And so I get involved in that really throughout the day because I do check my, I have about 20 emails accounts.
Oh my
goodness.
And
about five of them are very are important ones where different kinds of things come into them. So I check them probably four or five times a day, each one. And answer where I need to, I answer the support letters. So that's sort of a typical day, and it's not a short one.
You mean just not sitting on a beach?
No, you know, everybody has this glamorous idea.
Yeah,
they just make a lot of money, and that's it.
And there's no work attached to it. It just falls out of the sky.
Yeah, that's right. It falls out of the sky. And you know, I love these books or reports. I made $100,000 and I'm sitting on the beach in Tahiti. Yeah, I don't believe it, actually.
Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of work and planning that went in behind that before that final button was pushed to make that $100,000.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And we certainly, I mean, one of the wonderful things about having your own business and making enough money to live the kind of lifestyle you want is that when we want to, we can take off, you know. We're going on a cruise, which is actually a marketing cruise in March,
fantastic.
But it's really a vacation.
So there's lots of flexibility.
Now, the flexibility is wonderful, but if people think that they're not going to work, I've been in my own businesses all my life. They are certainly much more time-consuming than a regular 9-to-5 job. And not everybody is cut out to do this. You know, some people really want to end their day at 5, spend their weekends with their kids, which is perfectly acceptable. There's nothing wrong with it. But it's not conducive to running a big business or a medium business. I mean, you know, I'm not... We're not running Shell Oil here or anything. But
no, that's right, yeah. Well, you can work as much as you want or as little as you want.
Right. It's a lot of work, and if you don't love it, you really shouldn't get involved. But Phil and I love this. I mean, we're sort of, you know, when we're going on this cruise, our computers come with us. There are actually cafes on the boat where you can spend a couple of hours on wireless, and we don't leave our business behind. So now we won't spend all day, obviously, but we'll spend a couple of hours.
That's great. I would love to know, like, how do you make $1 million on the net? I know you have several websites, and I'm sure that each one of them brings in money. Maybe you can go through and give us an idea of what some of the sites are and how do you actually make money from them.
Okay, and, you know, that's a very good question, Bridget, because... Obviously, you can start out. I think everybody wants to be a millionaire. I don't know anyone who hasn't said to himself, boy, I'd like to make $1 million, right?
Right.
And when you think, if you start out with that concept, I think it's a little overwhelming. And certainly when I first started on the net, I didn't say, oh, I'm going to get on the net and make $1 million. Of course, I wanted to make money. I wanted to make more and more money as I went along. But when you start, you really need to start with realistic goals. And
okay.
My first $47 on the net was the biggest kick in the, you know, that I ever had. And it still is. I still remember. It was exhilarating. It really was wonderful. And you soon realize that making $1 million is really adding 1 plus 1 and getting to 2 and then doubling it to 4 and 8. And what I mean by that is that once you figure out that you need a list and that you need to develop a relationship with that list and then you can sell them something. Once you sell them $100, you are then able to grow the list and keep selling and sell $500 to them. And it really is a process of duplicating whatever is working for you. And once you get that really under your skin, when you realize after you've made not just $47, but you've made it over and over again, so that somebody every week, let's say, is paying you $47 for something, you realize that there's a way you got them to do that. Either it's because you sent out a good ad or because you took the time to develop a relationship and then found something you wanted to sell that met their needs and that you eventually realize your list is willing to buy from you once they get to know you and once they get to trust you. And so there are two basic ways to make $1 million or more on the net. One is you can sell other people's products. Now, there are very few people who make $1 million. There are some, but there are very few people who make $1 million selling other people's products. You can do it, but you've heard of Ewan Shia, who's a top affiliate, and Rosalind Gardner makes a lot of money on the net by being an affiliate. But ultimately, all of them, if you watch them, develop their own product. And it could be an information product like a book or a course they're selling or a CD or whatever, or develop a site.
Mm-hmm.
Because really the money, the big money, is in something you develop yourself. And so I had it easy because when I met Phil, he had already developed some sites himself, like these Safeless sites.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was able to sort of go right in there with him. But then I watched him develop the next set of sites, and each one became a moneymaker for us. Now, they didn't all make $1 million. That's not how we did it. What we did, our first major site was called Instant Cash Magnet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an advertising site where you put up your ad and it rotated. And I would say that was probably about 5 years ago. And I would say that site initially maybe brought us $20,000 when it first launched, and then over time, maybe it brought in $30,000 or $40,000 a year. Still doesn't do that much more. It's a small thing.
So now it's still
thing.
Bringing in around that same amount.
But it's still bringing in $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year. And then
so
we
started
went on
it 5 years ago, and then
that's
you
right.
do the work once, and it continues to
that's
keep working
exactly
for you.
That's exactly right. And then our next really big site was called Free Ad Depot, which we developed about 4 years ago. And that site did initially, when we first launched it, maybe $30,000, $40,000. But then every month, it brings in about $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a $100,000 site or more.
And that one is still going today. It's
that one's going strong, right?
Free Ad Depot. So that would be www.freeadd.
No, free. Yeah, free. Free. freeaddepot.com. That's
okay,
right.
Great.
freeaddepot.com.
So we can go look that up. And the money from that one, how does it produce money for you?
Well, in several ways, in many ways, actually. First, people can join and pay a lifetime joining fee. So that's like $197. Many people become monthly members, and they pay $19.95 a month. So we have ongoing residual income from that.
Like a membership site.
Like a membership site, right. We try to combine both a membership site and or they can buy a lifetime membership. They buy advertising from the site, like order a solo ad, or they order a banner ad to put up, or they order a text ad. So it's not just even the first amount of money that they, let's say somebody becomes a lifetime member, pays $197. You think, okay, that's it. You got paid and end of story, but it's not. Because they'll want to buy a solo ad at some point, which can range anywhere from $45 to close to $500, depending on how many people they mail to. Or they'll want to get a banner, and that's $20 a month. Or they'll want to get a text ad, and that's $20 a month. So it isn't even that you make one sale and that's it, because most of the people, if you have a good site, and people seem to like our sites, they'll want to use your site more and more and in different ways. So, you
so this site is for a small business owner, perhaps, who is looking to advertise to other
that's
people?
That's right. Anybody can. All of our sites now, our major sites, are targeted advertising, meaning that when you sign up, you pick categories that you want to advertise to, so that you are showing your ad gets shown to like-minded people, like in real estate or in health or in internet marketing or business ops or whatever kind of category you're in, comedy. The usual general categories that people look to, that have an interest in. And so our ads rotate on the affiliate pages of people who are interested in those kinds of, they've checked off six categories or more to be part of. And all of our sites act like that. And all of them have mailers involved. And our main sites are freeaddepot.com, as you said. And then we have something called targetadsdepot.com. And all of
can
these
you give
people
us
can,
the address for that one, please?
Yes, it's www.target, T-A-R-G-E-T, ads, A-D-S, depot, D-E-P-O-T, .com. That's
okay.
All one word. And that site launched, and in a similar way to FAD, is really producing anywhere between 100 on the low side and, let's say, 120, 150 on the high side, depending on the year and who's interested in that particular site. So we actually have 50 sites. Now, not all of them are sites like that. Not all of them produce regular income of $100,000 or $100,000 or $150,000. But we have what's called sites where we run solo ads for people. So they pay for solo ads. Or we purchase traffic. Or they purchase traffic from us. And so we have many sites that throw off money. And,
when you say purchase traffic from you, are you saying that I could buy your list?
No, well, no, the way you buy our list is really to run a solo ad to it and use a capture page.
So I will go and advertise my business on the site and what product I have to offer, and I have access to your list.
That's exactly right. And
okay.
That's what everybody should be keeping in mind, is that ultimately you want a list that's your own and you've developed. And the way you do that, let's say we have lists now of close to 450,000 people.
Wow.
So let's say you sent out something for what? Tell me what you would be interested in sending
financial
out.
Planning.
Okay. Let's say you're sending out something on financial planning. If you send out a capture page that's attached to a list manager so that you're going to capture email addresses, and you send it out, let's say, to everybody on our list, so
mm-hmm.
450,000 members, and let's say you got a 1% response on that, even 0.5%, because financial planning on our list may not be, you know, a huge interest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But even so, wait a minute, I've got a calculator here, 150,000 times, without a calculator, forget it, times, let's say, 0.005, just to be conservative. So, okay, so that's 250 people that may open your email that
okay.
says financial planning for all ages, whatever the subject line is.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're not all going to give you, let's say you have a capture page, and all they have to do is leave their name and their email address. Certainly not 2,250 of them are probably not going to do that. They're going to look and say, unless you make the offer so attractive to them. But
mm-hmm.
many of them may. So let's say you get 75% even to sign up to your list.
Okay.
So 75% of that, you've now got, what did I have, 2,200 times 0.75. Okay, so now let's say 1,000 people even, just
okay.
to be conservative.
So 1,000 people.
Sign up to your list.
Mm-hmm.
You have now gotten people who at least you know have some interest in your area, in financial planning.
That would be
you
great.
Have
1,000 market.
Right. You have a targeted market now to start talking to them about what you actually do and why it would be good for them and beneficial for them to do it. So you've essentially culled my list for all of those people who are interested in financial planning, and you've gotten a far fewer number of them, but you've gotten, I mean, if you really got 1,000 people, it would be fabulous when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Lists don't actually grow that fast. But that's what you always want to do. You want to take whatever it is you're selling, find somebody's list that you can steal. And that's basically what you're doing. You're
steal
stealing
with their
our
permission.
List. Yes, with our permission. I mean, that's what we're in business for, is to have people get our people on their list, and they can talk to them about their particular product in their own unique way and their own unique style, which is really the only way you end up selling people. They have to like you. They have to know you. They have to trust you. And if you get 1,000 of my people that you can develop even a relationship with 100 of them
mm-hmm.
that ultimately become buyers, you can start to see how you can build a business on the net. It isn't that hard.
When I sell them my product, do I have to give you a cut out of that?
No. No,
okay.
No, no. How you set it up, I mean, some people will come to us. In other words, let's say you just ordered a solo ad to my entire 450,000,
mm-hmm.
which if you ordered it to everyone would cost you about $1,500.
Okay.
But you keep every penny, whoever's on your list, I never see them again. You have complete control of them, and you can sell from now until forever. They're
mm-hmm.
your members, and you'll do with them what you want. The other way that people do work, and I think we should talk about this a little, is joint venture relationships.
Okay.
So let's say that you're just starting out on the net, you don't have $1,500 to go mess around trying to get my list onto your list, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you come to me and you say, look, Jane, I have this book I'm selling on financial planning for seniors, let's say.
Okay.
I'm thinking of selling the book for $37. And if you mail it out to your list, I'll give you $20 of every $37 sale, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
50%, 60%, whatever. which for people who are listening may not know is called a joint venture or an affiliate site. But you need to get me to want to do it because I'm going to have to use my list for your product. So you're going to have to.
It better be a good product.
It better be a good product because we won't sell a bad product to our list. If I read your book and I don't like it, you know, I don't think that my list will like it, I'm not going to do it. You can pay me the whole $37. I still won't mail it out.
Mm-hmm.
But if I like it, then we form, you're giving me an affiliate link to sell it, and then I'll sell it to my list, and I'll make money, and you'll make money.
So that's a great way to get started.
It is a great way to get started because people can't reach that many people without paying a lot of out-of-pocket money. I mean, nobody's going to let you use their list that they took years to build up for free. They're going to want something. Now, I do a different kind of joint venture because the one I just explained to you is a very normal joint venture where you do a mailing for somebody, let's say once, you make your $20, they make their $17, end of story, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing ongoing about that. I like to form more lasting joint ventures where, let's say, we have a new site that we launched recently called crocads.com, crocads.com. That's our newest launch about 3 months ago.
Okay.
So we want to get a lot of visibility for that site. So when somebody comes to me and says, you know, gee, would you like to mail this for me? I always say, yeah, if I like it. But here's what I want in return. I want my crocads site in your members area, or I want you to offer it as part of a bonus that you're offering on the one-time offer when people sign up. So I want to get CrocAds or any one of our other sites permanently in the members area or on the site of someone else because that gives me ongoing exposure, not just a one-shot deal.
I see.
So I really would rather do a joint venture like that. In exchange, if I like the other person's product, I won't just mail it to my list once. If it has something that my lists I know always like another advertising site or list building site or whatever, I'll put it in my members area. I'll mail every month for them, or I'll mail every 3 weeks, you know, if it's a really good site. So it's much better in the long run if you can reach out to people where you can not just do a one-shot deal. I'll do a mailing for you, you do a mailing for me. That's fine, but it's not going to get you the growth that you want because then it's dead.
So how do you even meet a joint venture partner?
Well, that's an interesting question. And now we're going to go back to something that I said right in the beginning, which I remember I told you about the Jane's cart, where you have to make a big splash, right?
Yes.
So making a big splash is something you can do on the net, but you've got to be a little creative and you've got to think out of the box.
Okay.
And so what Phil and I did, because we have an advertising, basically we have an advertising business. That's what we are.
Because every one of your sites is all about advertising.
All about
advertising.
Businesses
advertising to each other, right?
That's right. It's advertising, advertising, advertising. Well, there are millions of advertising sites on the net. So how are we going to get noticed and not be this little pipsqueak business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what we did was we decided to I wrote this crazy little book. I think you and I were talking and told you we just published a book called The Magic Bullet. But it wasn't my first book that I published.
Now, this book, I just want our listeners to know, this book is for newbies, right?
It's absolutely for newbies. And they can
Where can we get the link for
that? Because to me, that is actually the best place for any newbie to start. So I'm going to spend some time and give them the link for that. It's called, they can go to www.giblish.com/magicbullet.
Okay.
So it's giblish.com/magicbullet. And that's a very, really beginner's book. And what we did in that book was we took And that book, by the way, is absolutely free to download. It's also published, and you can buy it, but you don't want to do that. So you want to go to that download link that I just gave you and read it for free. What
then I can get it right away, too.
And you can get it right away. You don't have to wait. So,
and I can get my internet business started and be making money next week. Do you think
so? That's absolutely right. This is a step-by-step. What we did was we took one program on the net called GibLink, but it doesn't matter what the program was. We just used that as an example because it's a networking site and I happen to like it. Mm-hmm. We took it, we showed people how to get signed up for that site and what they did what they had to do step by step after they got signed up so that they didn't get stuck with, okay, I'm signed up, I paid my money, now what? The book really walks them through how to advertise their site once they sign up they develop a site. So it really is, it's about advertising, but it uses as an example just one program so they can sort of follow it through and see how the whole thing works.
Okay,
but
great.
What I first did, though, was write a series of ads. This was many years ago, like when I first started, and I was advertising on my own list, and I sent out ads that had the title, Joe, Yes, Mabel, Are We Rich Yet? Right? Which got everybody's attention.
That's cute. Catchy, yeah.
What?
Very catchy.
Right. I mean, it was a catchy headline, and I knew it because people started opening these ads. And I had these two crazy characters called Joe and Mabel, and in the ads, they were actually talking to each other back and forth, like a little script in the ads. Mm-hmm. And the ad was all about selling our solo ad site, which was to send out solo ads for people, which we were selling. And the ads did fabulously. I can't tell you. We took a solo ad business that was making absolutely zero to making about $9,000 a month just on the solo ads alone and really just from these little ads.
What a huge success. That's great.
I mean, it was wonderful. And it was just from a little ad thing. Now, that didn't get us noticed. I mean, it got our solo ad service noticed, but it wasn't what we were looking for. So we put it into book form to sell it. And, of course, it had this great title, Joe, Yes, Mabel, Are We Rich Yet? And we put it, at that time, Ken MacArthur, who I know you know, who has these wonderful seminars, but at that time he was just running a site called JV Alert.
I see.
And you could list your sites, or you could try to get joint venture partners through Ken's site, mm-hmm. which is a brilliant idea. So that's what we did was we put the book out and we said, because we couldn't sell a book. I'm telling you, after I wrote this book, we had three sales. That was it. Three sales, right?
Oh, that's it.
So I said to Phil, I don't know how to sell e-books. I know how to sell solo ads, but I can't sell an e-book worth a darn.
There was a difference.
So it was different. So we put it out and we said, basically we said to all these gurus who are on JV Alert, we said, help. Does anyone know how to sell an e-book? We'll give you the whole profit. Just tell us how to do it, right? So this wonderful man named Ken Doyle, who was an Australian, responded. He had read the book. He said, it's a great book, but you don't want to sell the book. Here's what you want to do. You want to do a 40s-type radio show on the net, and you and Phil want to be the characters, Joe and Mabel.
What a fantastic idea.
It was a brilliant idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Phil and I looked at each other and we said, what? Sounds like a lot of work. But it sounded like great fun. So we were in Australia at the time. We got all this recording stuff, and Ken, who's very funny and a wonderful writer, we started writing scripts for this radio show. And after we got two or three episodes, we said, okay, now we got to get the big guns involved. Because that was the way we were going to make a name on the net, right?
I see.
If you could get a big name in marketing to do one of these scripts, actually act in it, we figured we'd have it made.
You mean an internet marketer, someone who was really popular and making a lot of money? Is that what you mean?
Someone who was really popular and making a lot of money. And you know what? We did not start at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, Mark Joyner, I don't know if you know the name.
Yes.
But he was the biggest marketer on the net and the father of internet marketing and rich as hell, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't start anywhere but with Mark Joyner, and we shot him an email. I mean, it was carefully crafted. By the way, folks, if you're going to ask somebody to do a joint venture with you, don't tell them your life story. We may be talking about my life story here, but nobody wants to read it, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
So when you write somebody a joint venture letter, make sure you really spend some time on it. You get right to the point, what's in it for them, because that's what they want to know. And you have to make it really very short and coherent and
well written. They get so many letters every day that they need to be able to quickly see what the point is and what the benefit to them will be.
That's exactly right. That, otherwise, they delete it, and that's your shot, and it's out the window. So I figured our best shot was the title, because everybody loves Joe, Yes, Mabel, Are We Rich Yet? So I put in the headline, Mark, Joe, Yes, Mabel, Are We Rich Yet? Business Proposal. That's what the headline said, right? And I thought, okay, I'm never going to hear from this guy, right? And sure enough, his secretary got back to me in about a day and a half.
Wow.
And said, you know, Mark is sort of interested in this. How does it work? Well, so then we wrote a script specifically for him, and we arranged for him to record it, and then we edited it in his part, into our part. And he didn't think it would work. I mean, he loved the idea, but he said, oh, how? He was in New Zealand at the time, by the way, and he said, do you want me to fly over to Australia to do this? And we said, no, that's totally not necessary. You can just record it, you know, and we'll edit in. You leave space in between each of your lines, and we'll edit it in. And he kept saying, I don't think that's going to work, Jane. I don't think that's going to work. I said, Mark, really, we've done it. It's okay.
Just try it.
Yeah, we'll try it. And we sent it back to him, and he loved it because it worked beautifully. You know,
well,
it wasn't
fantastic.
That hard.
So
that once
shows
you
just
do
how
that,
creative ideas can really develop and turn into something that can become profitable if you just listen to your creativity, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, you must find a way. This was exactly made for Phil and I because Phil's funny as heck, and I'm sort of, you know, loony. I'm not funny, but I'm loony. So between the two of us, we loved playing these characters. And, of course, once we had Mark on board, then we went to Joe Vitale. I mean, we really didn't start low, and he loved the idea. And we went to Ken MacArthur, and we went to Willie Crawford, and you name it. We went to all of them, Mike Filfame. And they all love the idea, and they've all basically done a Joe and Mabel script. And that got us noticed, which was critical.
Mm-hmm.
So then when we wanted to go back to them for joint ventures or mailings or whatever, we did one with Mike Glaspie. Well, Mike became my mentor, a partner. He gave us one of his biggest sites to manage and be partners with him on. And so if you can get your foot in the door somehow, now that's only one way. Making a splash is one way. The second best way I know, and probably the better for most people, is to go to seminars. Like I know you're going to the
That's
JV
where I
Alert
met you.
One.
I met you at Ken's seminar, JV
that's
Alert.
That's right. And I haven't missed, I don't go to the West Coast ones, they're too far. But everything that's on the East Coast that Ken does, I've been to. And I've spoken at some of them, and I've been just a participant, you know, where I'm doing the panel or a hot seat. And meeting people at seminars, everybody thinks, you know, I love this thing, I do my business in my underwear. Well, that's fine if you're home, but sometimes you have to get out of your house and actually meet people because that's how you form relationships, and that's how you make business relationships and really start to grow your business. Phil and I could not be running a million-dollar business if we didn't have partners who were willing to help us. When we launch a site, we go to a set group of people, and most of the time they love our sites, and they'll help us launch it. And that's critical, because otherwise you keep growing, but it's so slow to do it by yourself that instead of going 1 + 1, you go 1 + 1 + 1, and you don't double up all the time.
The leverage that comes in the relationship.
That's right. And so going to these seminars are really some of the best things to do, and you really do form. Really, I mean, obviously, these are people who have similar interests to what we are doing.
And they're successful.
And they're successful. Or many of the times they're just newbies. I mean, we have the most fun kind of talking with newbies who have never done anything on the net, but don't even know that they have great ideas. And when you sit down and talk to them mm-hmm. and ask them, what are you passionate about, you can really find out. They don't know what to do with their passion, and we do, but they haven't even asked themselves the question, what am I passionate about? Is it cars? Is it, you know, cooking? And they are doing recipes? I mean, you can make money on the net with almost anything, but you need to be passionate about it. And once people find their passion, Phil and I can usually help them develop it into something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fantastic. You've given us so much great information today. It's just been a wealth of knowledge. Thanks so much. Is there any way our listeners can keep in touch with you?
Yes, absolutely. Our door is always open. The best place to reach me is at Jane Mark, spelled JaneMark, @gmail.com. So that's Jane Mark @gmail.com. And I'm always happy to answer people's questions. And the one thing I do suggest, though, don't tell me your life story. Just contact me and tell me what you need help in. Because I love this. I mean, I get emails. You cannot believe them. You know, they start when somebody was born, and now they're on their deathbed and everything in between. And I'm scratching my head saying, you know, I don't think I can really help here.
What about, you have a main site that I think we can find all of your other websites at. What would that main site be that we can go to?
Yeah, the main site that everybody can find almost every single one of our sites is called JAM, J-A-M, Marketing, MarketingInc, .com. So it's all one word, JAMMarketingInc.com. And they'll find our free advertising sites, our targeted advertising sites, our traffic sites, our solo ads, any kind of advertising that you can think of is on that main site. So that's really the best one to go to.
That's great. And then I know that you were talking about the Croc ads, and you have a special offer for us today. What would that be?
Oh, I do. Croc ads is my favorite site. Anybody who goes to crocads.com is going to see this charming crocodile.
I've seen that crocodile. It is so funny. It's so cute, and it moves up and down the screen.
I mean, I fell in love with this crocodile. This site is a site that Phil developed, and it is absolutely our best site because as he develops them, each one gets a little bit better and a little more creative. And so this guy is not only the crocodile that goes across the front of the site, but it's a list-building site, and people can mail on it, and they can put their ads up. And it is a very responsive site, and I'm going to give them the special link, and this is really just for your people, Bridget. So I'm going to give
great.
Them the site, and they're welcome to go to it because it has a big bonus on it. The site is http://janemark.com/Bridget, BIRGIT. So let me say that again. It's http://janemark.com/B for Bridget, and it's BIRGIT / Now, what they're going to find there is the Croc Ad site, which if they want to join for free, it's your link that I gave them.
Okay.
They can join for free, and that's fine. But the benefit is really in upgrading because they can pay the one-time offer fee, which they'll see once they sign up free, you'll get a one-time offer for $197. That makes mm-hmm. them a lifetime member, which means they can access our mailer and build their own list forever for $197. But that's the usual thing they get. In addition, we're going to give them 10,000 free ad credits, which means they can reach 10,000 of our list members by mailing to them, and that value alone is $100.
Wow.
So it's really a great deal, and I suggest that they get it through your link, this link.
Well,
that I
thank
gave,
you.
Because they're not going to get it through any other link. Usually when they join, they get 3,000 credits and some other bonuses. Here
mm-hmm.
they're going to get their 3,000 credits plus your 10,000 credits.
Oh, wow, so you're giving everybody extra credits. That's fantastic.
That's right, and it'll let them help them advertise whatever they're advertising.
Okay. Well, Jean, I really want to thank you for all your time today and all the knowledge that you've shared with us. You've been just so open about everything, and I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure for me. I had lots of fun, and anybody who's welcome to contact me, because that's really what we're here for, is to help people. And you're doing a fabulous service, Bridget, by doing this, because if you can get people who can start people on their way, it really is a valuable service, and I'm delighted you asked me to be part of this.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Okay, bye-bye.